Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. It's Monday, the 1st of September, also the first day of spring. Let's have a look at some sports headlines. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney. It's all about motorsport. Oscar Piastri wins a dramatic touch Grand Prix as Lando Norris hopes go up in smoke. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about the National Rugby League. The Dolphins survive a Titans scare yesterday to perhaps make their maiden finals dream. Let's see what happens. In Rugby Union, Wallabies Game 3 of the Rugby Championships, they'll take on Argentina in Brisbane next Saturday, and the Wallaroos in the Women's Rugby World Cup Game 2, 31-all draw against the United States. The Aussies had a chance to win after a late try by Eva Kapani, but Sam Woods' conversion missed the goal. In Game 3, they take on England 6th of September in Brighton. In Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, well, the men's A-grade grand final yesterday, Noosa defeated Uni 37-34, and in the senior women's grand final, Noosa unfortunately defeated Caboolture 17-14 in extra time. Birakite, two tries for Caboolture. In the under-20s, Caboolture will take on Brothers next Thursday in the semi-final, and their presentation night for Caboolture, the 20th of September. Queensland Premier Rugby Union, yesterday the men's grand final, Ballymore Bond defeated Brothers 27-25, and in the women's grand final on Saturday, Bond 32 defeated East 29. Let's have a look at the AFL. Well, the AFL ladder was decided after the Gold Coast Suns defeated Essendon last Wednesday 153-58 to secure seventh spot. Ben King kicked seven goals in Essendon's 14th straight loss. Now in the men's semis, Thursday, Adelaide will take on Collingwood, first qualifying semi in Adelaide. Friday, Geelong will take on Brisbane, that's 2-3 at the MCG, that's the second qualifying semi. Then on Saturday, the two elimination games, GWS will take on the Hawks in Sydney, and Fremantle will take on the Gold Coast in their maiden semi-final appearance in Perth. Good luck to Brisbane and Gold Coast. In the local AFL, well, the QAFL finals, round one on Saturday. Unfortunately, Maroochydore were eliminated by a Labrador. Grand final, Saturday the 20th of September. In the QFA, Maine straight into the grand final on the 13th, and in the women's, Southport will take on Morningside next Saturday in the grand final. And in the AFL women's, well, Port defeated Gold Coast and Carlton defeated the Lions. Isabel Davies and Natalie Grider are best for the Lions in that game there. In tennis, well, US Open, it's on right at the moment. Last remaining Aussies in the females, Daria Katsikina and Priscilla Hahn, they were both eliminated in round three on the weekend. In the men's singles, Alex de Minaur, he's into round four after German Daniel Altmaier retired hurt. Alex now plays Swiss qualifier Leonardo Riddi, and he's ranked number 435 in the world. Hope Alex can get his game going there. And we've still got a couple of men in action in the doubles with John Patrick Smith and John Peers with their partners. Let's see how they go. We don't have any women left in the women's doubles, unfortunately. But good luck to all of those, particularly Alex, left in the men's singles draw. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And let's go to Rugby League with the Sunshine Coast Gympie semis on the weekend. Coolum defeated Kawana 22-16. Coolum advanced to the preliminary final. In the major semi-final on the weekend, Stanley River defeated Maroochydore 26-22 at Woodford. The Wolves, they're into the grand final on Sunday the 14th of September at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Robert Jennings, two tries, and Scott Maddock, three goals were the stars for Stanley River. And Coolum will take on Maroochydore in the preliminary final next Saturday. In the women, Coolum defeated Noosa. In the major semi-final, Caboolture defeated Maroochydore 24-16. Caboolture into the grand final. Renee Williams, a try and two goals. And that was fantastic work by the Caboolture women's team. Men's third grade, Beachmere defeated Kilcoy 36-10. Caloundra defeated Bribie 12-10. We've got Bribie will take on Beachmere next Saturday in the preliminary final. Caloundra into the grand final. Queensland Cup, after 20 rounds, it's all over and done now. The Bears finished on top. The Falcons in fifth spot on 30 points with the Dolphins sixth on 28 points. Let's see how the table goes there now with the semi-finals. In the women, the Falcons finished eighth. The Tigers, they claimed the minor women's premiership. In the NRL, of course, on the weekend, round 26, the Broncos defeated the Cowboys 38-30. And yesterday, as we said, the Dolphins had to fend off a spirited Titans to win 36-30 at Suncorp Stadium. Last round starts this Thursday with the Broncos taking on the Storm, 4-2. The Titans will take on the Tigers on Saturday. Sunday, the Dolphins, well, as we said, they could make it into the top eight, and they take on the Raiders at Redcliffe. Hard ask, but that game will be a sellout. And in the women, the Roosters continued on their winning way, defeating the Cowboys, the Broncos defeated the Dogs, and the Titans defeated the Eels. In soccer, well, the English Premier League top of table clash, Liverpool 1 defeated Arsenal 0, and they lead the ladder after 3 rounds. Queensland soccer, next Saturday, the grand finals. For most of their senior men's and women's grades, under 23 and juniors, they will be played at the Sunshine Coast Stadium, so it will be a big day, big weekend for Queensland soccer, Sunshine Coast Stadium. And in the men's A-League, well, the Brisbane Roar, under new coach Michael Valkanis, they defeated the Central Coast Mariners 2-0 in a pre-season game at the Sunshine Coast Stadium last weekend with over 6,000 people in attendance. More pre-season fixtures will be announced shortly. Of course, round one of the men's A-League will start on the 17th of October and the women on the 31st of October. In basketball, the national championships of the NBL, one over the weekend, were held in Canberra, with the Knox Raiders from Victoria winning the women's, and in the men, the Canberra Raiders defeated Geraldton 86-67. Plenty happening in the NBL pre-season games. The Blitz was on, and at round one, 19th of September, in the NBL, the Bullets will take on New Zealand in New Zealand, and on 20th of September, South East Melbourne will take on Cairns in Melbourne. And in Moreton Bay basketball, congratulations to all 36 teams in the semis this week, and well done once again to Oscar Piastri on winning the Dutch Grand Prix. Next up, the Italian Grand Prix on the 7th of September. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.